أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم. إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون. لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون. وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون. إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون. قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون. قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين. قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم. قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين. اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون. أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغني عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون. إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين. إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون. قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفرني ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون. يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. ألم يروا كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون. وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون. وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون. وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون. ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون. والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم. لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون. وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون. وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون. وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون. إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين. وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون. وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين. وإذا قيل لهم أنفقوا مما رزقكم الله قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون سلام قولا من رب رحيم وامتاز اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مضيا ولا يرجعون ومن نعمره ننكسه في الخلق أفلا يعقلون وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون أولم ير الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
الدرج الشريف هنا من جامع السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers or sisters of the Madrasa and all those listening over receivers. I discussed this ayat of the Quran Sharif in some Jumu'ah Bayan or some Majlis. But tonight there seems to be a kind of a taqaza that I should speak again on this ayat. So therefore, I have recited a verse which is well known, a verse which is recited by Muslims throughout the world in their du'as, or verses which are recited in du'as. We also know that the last verses of Surah Baqarah, the ayat, the 10 ayat, they were given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the night of Mi'raj. In the night of Mi'raj, together with 5 times salat and other ni'mat, one great ni'mat and bounty that was given was the last verses of Surah Baqarah. Without going into any detailed tafsir of this ayat, because that is not the purpose for this majlis. However, this much we must understand, that the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in at that time were going through very, very difficult testing and trying times. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in at that time were being tested to the limit to get the persecution, the torture, the oppression that was taking place, look at the suffering that they had to endure, look at the lives that were going. Some of them were beaten, some of them were tied on to trees and thereafter hit with rods. Some of them were placed on hot sand, hot stones placed on their chest, like Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now all those other Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majma'in who were with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the difficult trials that they were witnessing, at that time they are told that must make this dua: Rabbana la tu'akhizna in nasina aw akhta'na. No mention is being made of what they are going through. What is being said is that you must make this dua, that O Allah, O our Rabb, O our Sustainer, la tu'akhizna in nasina aw akhta'na. Don't take us to task. I'm just giving you the meaning of it. That don't seize us, don't call us to account. If we have to forget, or if we have to make some error or mistake, then don't take us to task or take us to account. Then again they are told to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and via them of course till the day of Qiyamah all of us are given the same message, that they must say Rabbana, after having said that if we make mistake, if we make some errors and all that, then La tu'akhizna. Now we are told Rabbana wala tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. Do not place upon us a weight, a burden, as you placed on those who were before us. The Christians, the Jews, the other nations of. So don't place upon us that kind of burden. Rabbana wala tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. In other words, don't give us such kind of ahkam, such kind of laws, such kind of commands and such kind of orders, and place upon us such kind of burden for which we do not have the strength. We will not be able to bear it. Don't put upon us such kind of weight. Now one side they are going through so much of suffering, and they are told that they must make this dua. And now if we have to just explain this, it will, we can carry on. But thereafter Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala says, and then in the dua what must you say? وَلَا تُحَمِّلْ عَلَيْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. Now does it tie up? Outwardly does it tie up? These people, what sins were they committing? What kind of disobedience were they engaging in? What kind of khilaf-e-sunnat they were doing anything? Or were they engaging in any kind of displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? They were not only doing everything that was right, but they were even giving their lives. And they are told that now you must make this dua. So it is actually for us that we do absolutely nothing, but we think that we have done a lot. So here, although they are going through all this type of suffering, but they are reminded that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is powerful, He's almighty, He's got the qudrat, He's got the power to place upon you more burden than what you are at present tolerating. He's your creator, He can test you even more than what you are being tested. So everyone who gets tired of a little test, then he must listen to this ayat. Little taste that comes just to restrain ourselves from some kind of sin, and we can't do it. Here, not that they were restraining themselves, but they were also doing everything that they were ordered to do. In spite of that, they are told that now you must remember that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have put more test upon you. He could have made it more difficult for you. It is His ihsan. What you are going through is not the limit. It could be even worse than that. So therefore make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala even in that state that you are, with all these tests and trials that you are going through, still make shukr. Don't show ingratitude, and don't become restless, and don't lose hope, and don't think that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not watching what you are going through. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is with you. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. So Allah ta'ala is even watching what you are going through. You can see therefore the Quran Sharif, when we read the Quran Sharif, we can see that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, taking them through all the different stages. If you read the battle of Badr, you can see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is guiding them along. You look at the battle of Uhud, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is guiding them along. Look at the battle of Trench, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is mentioning about how they are being tested, and how Allah ta'ala is sending His help and assistance and nusrat, how the gale force wind came and what happened. Now all these type of things. So right through you can see from the beginning to the end, it was not that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala just left them alone in their difficulties and hardships and pain and suffering, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was unconcerned. It was not that. Allah ta'ala wanted to show that this is the mettle of the companions of my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they are prepared to undergo any kind of test and trial, but they will not give up their Islam and they will not give up their Iman. They will never give it up at any cost. They will not compromise on their deen. They will sacrifice their desires, but they will not sacrifice the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing, like how we have somebody that we have really trained and disciplined, and the person is now an expert in that field. Now the ustad also feels proud to present him before the people and say, this is my student, now see, test him, try him out. Like that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is presenting before the ummah to come and before the people to come till the day of Qiyamah, that these were the companions of my beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That see, through all the tests and trials that they went, still there was no such thing as any kind of complaint. We can't even make our 5 times salat properly. We cannot even stay away from those places of sin and vices and evil. A little bit of temptation and we go hook, line and sinker. Where could we have resisted those enemy forces and that kind of torture, that kind of suffering and that kind of pain that they endured? Nevertheless, after all that, again now they are told, now what dua must you make? Wa'afu anna. Shaykh Hazrat Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatum, in the same masjid when he came some years back, he explained that what is wa'afu anna. So if we have to look at the tafsir of Ruhul Ma'ani, tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani, in there it is stated that umhu athara zunubina. What this wa'afu anna means, that O Allah, wipe out any kind of signs that are of my sins. We are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to wipe out any signs there are of our sins. Now those sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajmain committed absolutely no sin. They were not committing sins like us. And they are told must make this dua, wa'afu anna. Now how much more necessary and important it is then for us to also increase our tawbah and istighfar and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to wipe out the athar and the signs of our sins. Because as you have heard previously also in my majalis and programs, when I discussed the recording of sins. Now we will say that these things were discussed before and again it is being discussed. Well, that is what the Quran Sharif is for. That we must read it over and over and over. That same Quran Sharif we read in the namazes, we read in the Taraweeh, we make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Do we bring some other Quran Sharif from somewhere else? The same ayat, the same verses, how many times we have read. In the month of Ramadan, the person says that one Quran Sharif a day, so and so was completing. One Quran Sharif a day. Somebody was completing two Quran Sharifs a day in the history. Look out, in the month of Ramadan, one during the day, one at night. Now which Quran Sharif were they reading? In one rakat, people read the whole Quran Sharif. Which Quran Sharif were they reading? After that, it doesn't mean after they read that one time, then finished, they put the Quran Sharif on the shelf and left it for the next year. So it is the same Quran Sharif which we have to keep on listening to the same ayat and the same verses, because we are not yet practical. Until the person has not been cured of his illness, the doctor says, continue with the medication, continue with the medication. He may change it a little here and there, but he will continue with the medication. So like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also changes. Some way it is ayat of Jannat, some way ayat of Jahannam, some way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us the nations of the past, that when they obeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala caused them to rise and shine and gave them so much of bounties and ni'mats, how He rained upon them sufficient amount of rain, and how Allah Ta'ala produced the crops for them, and how their risk and sustenance was coming from all sides without any difficulty. And sometimes we are told of that after that, when they disobeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then how they were smashed to smithereens after that. Some of them were wiped out from the surface of the earth. There was nobody left, no survivors. And all the other things that Allah mentions of the nations of the past. Then sometimes about akhlaq, sometimes about our mu'amalat, our dealings, our transactions, about honesty, about truthfulness. Read Surah Hujurat, how many things Allah Ta'ala is discussing there about Mu'asharat. So different things. That means the medication is given, but it's continuous because we have not received cure as yet. We need a repetition. Otherwise it will be like our one person, any time and every time he was told to give some bayan, he only spoke about Karbala. So somebody told him that, don't you know anything else besides the martyrdom of Karbala, besides the Shahadat of Imam Hussein in Karbala? Don't you know any other subject? If it's Nikah, you speak about Karbala. If it's a Walima, you talk about Karbala. If it is a big night, you talk about Karbala. If it's a big day, you talk about Karbala. Eid Dain, you talk about Karbala. So it seems that this is the only thing that you seem to know, nothing besides that. So he said, who said I don't know more than that? Ask me to speak on any subject, I can speak. So somebody said, all right, then give the tafsir of Surah Ikhlas. Surah Ikhlas, give the tafsir. This person was not an alim or anything. He learned that one, two bayans and he was giving the same thing everywhere, making some money. So he started off. He said, Surah Ikhlas. What is Surah Ikhlas? It is a surah of the Quran Sharif. On whom was Quran Sharif revealed? Upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many children he had? How many daughters he had? Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was one of his daughters. And who was Imam Hussein? He was the son of Hazrat Fatima. And where was he martyred? In Karbala. And then he started Karbala again. The same bayan. So Quran Sharif was revealed for our guidance and for our hidayat. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then says, Wa'fu anna. Now he is teaching us the mazmoon of dua. Allah Ta'ala is so loving, so compassionate, so kind and so merciful upon the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he is saying that you ask in this manner. So if a father wants to give something to the children, then he will expose and he will say what he has got as his assets. He will say, this is what I have got, this is what I have got, this is what I have got, and after my death, then this is what inheritance you will get, or this is how it must be shared. And even in my lifetime now, if you ask in this manner, that manner, this is what I will give. So it shows the person wants to give. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that you ask wa'fu anna umhu asara zunubina. That means these signs of my sins, O Allah, wipe them out. Don't leave behind any trace of them. For when we are committing sins, it is being recorded. And that is the point that I was raising, that we discussed that many times. That the earth is recording. The earth is recording. I have explained that earth, what is the earth? If you have to look at all the things that are made, whether it is our tape recorders, whether it is our cameras, whether it is our computers, all those things that do some kind of recording, from where do they get the elements that are used to make up those things? It is all from the earth. So if man can get some kind of iron and some kind of metal and some other things that from the earth and then make up a computer, make up camera, make up all kinds of recorders. So if that whole earth itself, Allah Ta'ala makes it into a recorder, then what is difficult to understand? Therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Surah Zilzal, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها. In other words, this earth, it is going to give all the information. Everything was recorded. This person was walking on this place upon my surface at a certain time. And this is where he was casting lustful glances at women. And on this piece of ground, the person committed adultery or fornication. On this piece of ground where his house was built, that is where he used to sit and watch all the filthy films at night. And this is the piece of ground in which his office was and where he used to engage with all haram activities. Everything, where it is going to be. Our houses are not built on the waters of the ocean. It's all built on some piece of ground. So whether we are walking in our home, or we are walking on a ground, or we are walking in an office, or we are walking at an airport, or wherever we are. So that ground, that piece of ground is recording. And it will give that information on the day of Qiyamah. Then again we are told very clearly that as far as this recording is concerned, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. The book of deeds, the scrolls, the pages on which everything is recorded by Kiraman Katibin. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. They know what we are doing. Allah Ta'ala has appointed these angels, they are recording. Now these pages will be given, it will be scattered on the day of Qiyamah. To the people it will be given on the right hand, those who are pious and righteous, and for those who are sinful and evil and disbelievers and all, they will receive in the left hand. Therefore in Surah Kahf, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala warns us. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ يَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابُ لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
The book will be kept, it will be given, it will be placed. فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه. You will see the sinners, you will see the disbelievers, you will see the مجرمين. The fear and the fright that they will get looking into that book. That will be given now. I'm just giving you the gist and the meaning. They will say, what a kind of book this is. It hasn't left out anything, anything small or anything big that the person has done, whether it is some great amal or some small amal, whatever he did, it recorded. Nothing is left out. Where can we cheat? We can cheat the cameras that are in the supermarkets and people go beneath the cameras and steal also. In some places when they break in, they know exactly where the cameras are, so they go in such a way that they try to avoid being detected by the cameras. These cameras, where can we avoid? So everything is recorded. Nothing was left out. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةٌ وَلَا كَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا حَصَّاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Everything will be found in front of them. It will be placed in front of them. Read it, see what you did. There is no such thing as that a person will be able to deny. Evidence is very, very clear. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not going to do injustice upon anybody on the day of Qiyamah. He doesn't do it any time. So now all these different recordings that have been done of our actions and our deeds, now we are saying, وَعْفُ عَنَّا أَيْ أُمْهُ آثَارَ الزُّنُوبِنَا. O Allah, whether it has been recorded by the earth or whether it has been recorded by the angels that have been appointed to record, or whether it is in the book of deeds, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, remove it. Don't leave any trace of it. Because I acknowledge that indeed I'm a very sinful servant of yours. But I repent, I ask for forgiveness. I'm not one of those that brags. That is what we are trying to say. Because you have two categories. One is the category that brags about the sins. I did this last night, I went there with that friends last night, and we watched that last night, and we saw that last night, and we enjoyed that haram last night, whatever it is. One category is that. And the other one is accidentally, the person, human being, so he committed some sin. Now he's crying over it, he's ashamed, he's asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So now he's asking Allah Ta'ala to remove all those traces, and therefore Hazrat Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi says that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not even going to tell the angels to remove it. When the person is sincerely making tawbah, then he's not going to even ask the angels to remove it. Allah Ta'ala will remove it himself. He's going to remove it himself, all traces, provided it's sincere tawbah. Rights of people have to be fulfilled. Whatever those rights are, we can't just make tawbah in Arafat and shed tears and say everything maaf. Rights of people have to be fulfilled. Money is being owed to people have to be returned. But we're talking about, and qazas of course have to be made slowly in the lifetime, or he makes wasiyat. But we're talking about all the other sins that the person commits day and night. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will wipe out all those sins. There'll be no signs left of that. In fact, it'll be يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. So that the angels also on the day of Qiyamah, if they were told that now you wipe it out from the register, then at least they can say that, oh, Allah Ta'ala does not want even them to say to the people, to those bandas, that we did you a favor, we wiped it out. Allah Ta'ala asked us to wipe it out. Allah Ta'ala makes them forget, completely forget. They will forget completely, they won't even remember, the angels won't remember. Those books also won't have any trace of that. So, wa'afu anna, waghfir lana. And then the person is asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, forgive me, forgive us. In this maghfirat that the person is asking, the maghfirah that he is asking. So there again the person is asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to blot out, to cover up. There must be no sign left. This will be covered up completely, blotted out. And when that happens, then what really happens is that the person then gets faraqiyya ma'isha. The person gets plenty of rizq halal in abundance, because now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forgiven him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blotted out and wiped out and removed all the athar and signs of his sins. So now he is told that he must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala warhamna. So now when he is asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says warhamna. Oh Allah, have mercy upon us. So here, what is this mercy that he is asking? So once again, it has been mentioned in the tafsir. رَيْتَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْنَا بِفُنُونِ الْعَلَاءِ مَا إِسْتِحْقَاقِنَا بِأَفَانِينِ الْإِقَابِ. Oh Allah, we were deserving of so much of your wrath and your anger. We were deserving of being completely destroyed. There was no question of we deserving of any of your ni'mat and any of your bounties. We know what we have done, and we know what are the consequences of those sins. Because when the nations of the past committed those sins, this is what they faced in their lives. This is how they were destroyed, and this is how they were punished. Look at the different kinds of punishment Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent. Now which sin that the nations of the past committed is not in vogue in our societies? Which sin? It is just that screen that is there. Otherwise the same kind of sins, take homosexuality, look at how common it is in our society now. Then take cheating and deceiving in weight and measurement. How common it is in our society. Take all the other sins of the nations of the past. It is just because Nabi Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rahmatul lil alameen. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had promised him that he will not destroy the entire nation. That means azab will not come on the entire ummah at once, like how other nations in the past, the entire ummahs were wiped out. Because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is not going to happen. It is because of his shan of rahmatul lil alameen. Yes, you will get some here and some there being destroyed, but not like the nations of the past. But if you have to look at the sins, we are not talking about isolated incidents where some people commit some sin here and there. So that is a different thing. I'm talking about people like us who commit day and night sins and we are unconcerned. So there is so much of hope still for us too, that don't give up hope irrespective of how far you may have gone. Allah Ta'ala himself saying, return to me. I will wipe out all those sins. Just choose the right path. Put your head in sajda and beg. In nafil namaz, sajda, you can make dua too. Apne malik se uth karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Dil ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. That is what is required, to cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Shed our tears of nadamat before him and see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changes the condition of the person. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dearly loves the tears of the person. They have got such weight and such power that if it is thrown into the fire of Jahannam, it will extinguish that fire too. When a person is crying before Allah ta'ala with nadamat and shame. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afw karna. Oh Allah, what else do I have after my sins except that I shed tears of nadamat and shame before you. And you are Rahim, you are Kareem. With the sadqah of your rahmat, you forgive my sins. You overlook my faults. So after the sins are forgiven, now warhamna. So it is said, faraqiya ma'ishat. Behisab maghfirat. Now Allah Ta'ala gives behisab maghfirat. Allah Ta'ala gives dukhul jannat. All this when the person has made sincere tawbah. He has turned towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has wiped out all the sins. There's so much of hope. But provided we are prepared to make use of these gifts of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In fact, it has been mentioned in the tafsir of Surah Inna Anzalna. The Aninul Muznibin. That when the person is crying before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and is a sinful person and is begging Allah Ta'ala for maaf and forgiveness, it is even more pleasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala than the tasbih of the people, that tasbihat that the person is reading. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves that more. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah Ta'ala loves the people who are making tawbah. So it is not an ordinary thing. Now people say, but sometimes they make tawbah, break tawbah, make tawbah, break tawbah, then what's the benefit of it? At least this much is a benefit, that if the person made tawbah today, in this moment, from all the sins that he committed in the past, and he firmly pledged that he is not going to return to them, and also he made up his mind that I'm going to pay back to whomsoever whatever is due, and I'm going to fulfill the rights of people, everything, he made sincere tawbah. And then he passes away. So alhamdulillah, up till now whatever he did is all maaf. Now he didn't get an opportunity to fulfill or go ahead and complete his qazas and do everything. Then it is hoped that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give from his unlimited treasures to those people that he has caused harm and make them happy in the akhirat. Or something will happen. But at least up till that time he has made his record straight, his books off. Then again, next day, again he broke that tawbah and did again the same thing. But again he made sincere tawbah. So it doesn't mean it must become a joke. Because we know that when a person says that I am planning or I am intending to do a certain thing, then he makes the effort in that direction. If a person says that I plan to go for Hajj, this year I am planning to go for Hajj. So now it means that he's going to make an effort in that direction. He will apply for passport, he'll make some application, he'll ask for accreditation and registration and all kinds of administration, everything. Lots of stations now. And so many different stations he'll have to go through. So, but he'll do something in that direction to make sure that he gets on that flight. Then if something happened and he could not make it, well, that he made the right effort. Now here when we are making tawbah, do we make the right effort after that? The person knows that his major weakness is that porn sites on the internet. Or he knows his major weakness is his illicit beloved. Or he knows his major weakness is lies or stealing, whatever is the major weakness. So now he must make an effort in that direction to get rid of that weakness. He must get rid of that weakness. He must not purposely go back in that same direction. Then it will show that he is sincere. The person says that I want to go to Cape Town, I want to go to Cape Town. But every time he takes the train that's going to Johannesburg. So we'll say, it looks like you don't want to go to Cape Town. Because if you wanted to go to Cape Town, then why must you take the train going to Johannesburg every time? Alright, one time you made a mistake, you went to the station, you couldn't read right, you didn't have your glasses on. So therefore you read on the coaches, they're going to Johannesburg. So you sat down, it's going to Cape Town, so you sat down in that coach. But now that you realize that you made that mistake, and the next time again you go to the station and again you don't take your glasses and you read wrong and sit down in the same train, will you do that? If the person is going to, wants to go to Cape Town, he must sit in the plane that goes to Cape Town, the train that goes to Cape Town. And if there's a crane that's going, sit down in that, whatever happens, as long as sit down. Because if you're going to sit in the wrong train, and now a wrong plane, and now you're making dua and Yasin Khatam, 40 Yasin Khatam now he's making, after he purposely sat in the wrong plane and the wrong train, now he's making 40 Yasin Khatam and making dua, Ya Allah, make me reach Cape Town. So it can happen, karamat of his, it can happen. Sometimes because of rain and bad weather it was diverted. But generally it won't happen, he'll land where he took, once he's taken the plane. So this is our weakness, that our tawbah is just superficial tawbah. But even then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepts if the person is making tawbah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves the person's tawbah. After that, what is required is that we make an effort in that direction. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves us. He does not want to punish. He does not want to send to Jahannam. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, what will he gain by giving us up if we have to make shukr and believe in him? What benefit would Allah Ta'ala get? Does he get some kind of enjoyment? Whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has ordered is for our benefit. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us a life of happiness, of sukoon, of peace, of tranquility. He does not want us to suffer in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Therefore all the intizam and arrangement has been made. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam came. The Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhu majmain carried the message of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam across the globe. And then in our times we have mashayikh, we have muhaddithin, mufassirin, we have our makatib, we have our madaris, we have our darul ulums, we have tabligh and dawad mehnat, we have khanqas, we have so many different organizations and institutions and publications, and so many different academies and libraries. Everything is there for what? If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala just wanted to create and then make us commit sins and then put us into hellfire, then what was the need for all this? Therefore, if anything good that we do or we achieve, then we must attribute it to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. مَا أَصْوَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. If any goodness, whatever that is, if the person has been able to make namaz, kept fast, make tilawat, assist and help the poor, the needy, build some masjid or take care of the widow or orphan or anything good, or do some publication or do some dawat, do some tabligh, do some zikr, tilawat, then attribute it to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that he is the one who gave me the tawfiq. But wama aswabaka min has min sayyati fa min nafsik. But any evil, any kind of harm that reaches the person, any kind of mischief, then attribute that mischief to one's own nafs, that is our nafs. Don't blame Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for it. He gave us the willpower. Allah Ta'ala will not make any person do any kind of haram. Na'uzu billah. Can he order that we, or can he say that this is haram, it's forbidden, I don't want my bandas to engage in haram, and then Allah Ta'ala forces the person to go towards haram? Can that ever happen? He's given us the willpower. We can understand this is shaitan, this is nafs. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created all these conditions and gave us all those opportunities so that we may go towards Jannat, so that we may go towards him. Fafirru ila Allah. Run towards Allah Ta'ala. Run away from shaitan and nafs. They come in different forms, different packages, different colors. How we find all kinds of different packages for attraction, like that we find all different packages of haram. Different kinds of packages. Sometimes it is the beauty of some face. Sometimes it is the rings of the bells in some casinos and discos, and some music and some sing-song and some ding-dong everywhere that's taking place. So different kinds of packages. And sometimes it is the discos, and sometimes the theatres, and sometimes the porn sites, and different colors. That's the time the person says, Ay mere maula meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Sab to ho bahar dil ke andar tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Qalbe tapa mein deede tar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. The person must make up that kind of life of his, that he resists those temptations, because Allah is our Khaliq, we are his bandas. We know the bandas and ghulam of our nafs and shaitan. Will nafs and shaitan help us anyway? And has it helped anyway? When the person falls into the ditch, when he falls into the ditch and he lands himself into hot water, and sometimes he's arrested and sometimes he's shunned by society because of the evil that he has committed. Look at all those people who committed big, big sins and they got caught out. Even if they were non-Muslims and they didn't regard it as sins. But look at their falling from grace, whether it was Mr. Woods who landed in the woods, or whether it was Bush, or whether it was Clinton, or whether it's any of these people. When they did dark deeds in the White House, when they did black deeds in the White House, and it got exposed, then look at the embarrassment, the shame, the humiliation, the disgrace. We must take lessons from all these things, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind, very merciful, very forgiving, and He has left the doors of tawbah open. But we must not think that the tawfiq of tawbah will remain always. It's not in our control. The tawfiq of tawbah can be taken away any time. A person just does not know when the angel of death will strike or when the tawfiq of tawbah will be taken. My Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh, he said, Nazimabad, there was a person, he said, we knew him very well. But he was a person that was just engaging in all kinds of things. And when we used to tell him that give it up, it's not good, it's bad, Allah Ta'ala does not like it, then he never used to bother about it and make a mockery. When the time of his death came, at that time he could utter every word, tell the doctor, bring the medication, bring me some water, this, that, in Sakarat is coming now. But he's trying to make tawbah, but the words of tawbah are not coming on his lips. Everything is coming. Every other word he can speak, but he can't speak. He can't say, Ya Allah, forgive me. Tawfiq of tawbah is sometimes taken away. And this we are seeing all around the globe. Look how suddenly, people are wiped out from the surface of the earth. No tawfiq is given for tawbah. No time is given for tawbah. So if we do anything good, then attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to our kamal. It's not our kamal. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ay khuda de. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ay khuda de. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں مجھے تو نے توفیق ہے خدا سو آسك اللہ تبارک و تعالی فا توفیق میک دعا تو اللہ تبارک و تعالی آسك the people that we in our opinion consider to be pious and righteous to make دعا for us and make the right effort and the correct effort. Then inshallah the person will find a change coming in his life. Peace will come, sukoon will come. This is something that we have lost. It was a treasure of the Muslim. Sukoon e dil was a treasure of the Muslim. So on the one hand, no need to lose hope. وَلَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. And on the other hand, we must also remember, إِنَّ بَطُشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make our maghfirat and the maghfirat of the ummah at large. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us from all the fitnas that are lashing like storms and now coming in packages of deen, in the garb of deen. A person will make tawbah from sins. Sometime if he gets the tawfiq, he'll make tawbah from sins. But what he does not consider as sin, can he ever make tawbah from it? Why will he make tawbah from something that he considers to be deen? And he's quite proud and quite happy and says that he attended religious program. They made some kind of spiritual progress. When women, young girls, boys, all crowded, listening to Naat Sharif and listening to Qiraat and bumping and pushing and jumping and dancing and taking the name of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, making a mockery of it and then saying that this was deen. So will the person then get hidayat? At least if the person did something wrong and realized that it's wrong, then he'll make tawbah. I mentioned the other night also, go to Pakistan, go to other places, go to other Muslim countries. First, Qiraat, because it's a Muslim country, the radio station, national radio station, first will be Qiraat, always. After that will be Naat Sharifs. And after that, Filmi Gana Suniye. After that, they'll make you listen to Filmi Gana. One Buzru used to say, the pehle log kehte the ki ilmi dunya hai. Aur ab jo hai, filmi dunya hai. That type of ilmi dunya, now is filmi dunya. So first Quran Sharif Tilawat to give it respectability. Naat Sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to give it dignity. And thereafter do everything that's displeasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and call it deen. In other words, call wine tonic and call interest profit. And take out some alcohol content of the beer and call it halal beer. It's only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ihsan and fazal that He keeps us protected. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال اي ميرے مولا اي رب كريم اب تیرے گنہگار بندے My beloved Allah, My Rahim Allah, My Kareem Allah, Most forgiving Allah, Most compassionate, Most loving Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. رب کریم ہم گنہگار ہے سیاہکار ہے بدکار ہے مجرم ہے خطاکار سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں There is no one for us besides you my beloved Allah Whichever direction we turn it is your kingdom We go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean, right above the heavens. It's all your kingdom. You have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. My beloved Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then. You could have embarrassed us there and then. You could have humiliated us there and then. You could have ordered the earth to shake and swallow each and every one of us. You could have sent the gale force winds. You could have sent the tsunamis against us. You could ever cause the fire to raise down our homes and our destroy our lives. But how forgiving you are, how kind you are, how loving you are, how merciful you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear, travel around. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصر گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ وَأُمِّيدِ كَرَمْ آيَا تیرے tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. We have come to your door with great hope, may Allah. We acknowledge that we are the most sinful ones. Which other door is there that we can tap? Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Bless us with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with your qurb, with your ma'rifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust. Make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi mera. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, sabhi mera. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of the ummat around the globe. Remove the suffering of mankind around the globe. Especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Sudan, Somalia. Throughout the world, my beloved Allah, wherever the ummah is suffering, remove the suffering, pain and problem. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theatre, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs, or any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Salamati e deen aur aza ke saath Madina Sharif mein shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Baqi mein dafan naseeb. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto sirat al-mustaqim. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارہ چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with their goodness. From all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations and tamanna of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes, desires and tamanna. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Rabbe Kareem, remove their difficulties, hardship, pain. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.